In the holy name of Jesus, amen. The Pharaoh of Egypt dealt treacherously with our people and oppressed our forefathers, making them expose their babies so that they might not live. These words came from the mouth of Stephen, the first martyr of the early church. He said these words before the Jews, who were going to stone Stephen for a confession of his faith. He recounted the history of the Jewish people, how God worked in the lives of his Old Testament people, providing for them despite the evil that surrounded them, namely, the evil that surrounded them in Egypt. But it's an interesting expression he used to recount the slaughtering of babies in Egypt so that they might not live. A similar expression is used in 1 Timothy 6:13. I charge you in the presence of God, who gives life to all things. It is God who gives life. These phrases deal with life, which in the Greek is zoe. And it's where we get the girl's name Zoe in words like zoology, the word zoe meaning life. When this word is used in our text, the issue is a man's decision about leaving someone alive or not. As Stephen recalled this story about Pharaoh, he was recalling a story about death, a story about a man's choice to not let life exist. He exposed the Hebrew babies so that they might not live. Pharaoh's problem, and those who stoned Stephen's problem, was that it was the Lord who gives life. God is the subject of life. He creates it. He sustains it. He gives it. And that's what 1 Timothy 6 confesses. I charge you in the presence of God, who gives life to all things. Only God can give life. Life is His to give. Man cannot give life. He can only let life live, or to not let life live, which is murder. In a phrase used by an early Christian church father, St. Irenaeus, he summed it up with this: God makes, and man is made. And herein lies the problem with life issues in our culture today. We've forgotten. We've forgotten that we are made. And it's God who's the maker. We are made by God. And that actually means something. Yes, we believe in creation. We know God created everything. We know God gave Adam and Eve life. They filled the earth and multiply it. But how do we usurp God as creator, master, and sustainer of creation? How do we usurp God using our bodies and His will for our bodies in creation, of His will for creation? How can we ever have good answers to these questions without ever consulting the Creator of it all? It's as the psalmist says, "Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us, and not we ourselves." We don't create ourselves. Our beginning doesn't start with a new identity which we think is the true reflection of us. We have an origin, a beginning, with God Himself. Philosophy masquerading as science may try and convince us as otherwise that God doesn't hold life, or that life doesn't have its genesis with God, that we're not creatures with a designer and creator, that we're simply a chain of byproducts, and that chance got the winning lottery ticket with every small detail that makes life possible on this planet. But don't get out the pom-poms yet. We ourselves live out the same lie with every act of covetousness. We rebel against God by calculating the cost analysis of having life without the faith that the Lord provides our daily bread. We rebel against God when we worry about tomorrow, as though the Lord doesn't order our days. We rebel against God by defiling the bodies God gave to us, by treating human bodies as objects to be used and discarded based on convenience. And on this note, at my conference last week, there was an interesting quote from Pope John Paul II about the use of pornography. He said, "Pornography is evil, not because it shows too much, but because it shows too little." The point was, these images prohibits one from seeing the full image of God in someone, seeing the fullness of God, their creator, in a person. Rather, personhood is reduced to having a body. And also, the absence of prayer in one's spiritual life confesses the lie that God hasn't made me, but I make myself. Because trust for provisions, trust for godly resolutions to our problems, and trust for behavior in our daily lives are thrusted upon ourselves, who live as the maker of our own lives. Instead of placing our will, our being, into the hands of the one who created us, we place us into the hands of ourselves. This is lived out in an infinite amount of small ways: greed, lust, worry, anger, anxiety. And when all those little things in our bodily and spiritual lives add up, we show ourselves to be makers of ourselves, not obedient creatures of God. In this talk about life and how God is the maker of it, abortion is not the problem. It's only a symptom of the problem that we all have. That is, we've lost God as maker. We've forgotten that we are made and we are created to be recipients of life under his ordering of creation, being good stewards of all the gifts he's given us. The culture of death subsists in us all. This is the culture into which Jesus himself stepped in. In him was life, as John 1:4 confesses. But it can also be translated, that which has come to pass in him was life. That means life is not a static thing for God. Actually, life isn't a thing at all. It's not something we can find and take a hold of at all, like a cup of coffee or a barbecue sandwich. Rather, life is an activity. It's a continual self-giving of oneself, a verb, an action, like love. The things that have happened in the body of our Lord, of Christ our Lord, demonstrates this activity of life. He became a fetus in Mary's womb, at one point so small he was as small as a fingernail. He became an infant, crying to be fed and warmed by his mother. He became an adult, who wandered in the desert to be tormented by demons, who was whipped, spat upon, tormented, and mocked, who was nailed to a tree and died, who was laid in a tomb. In his continual act of self-giving love, life is found. For from his three-day slumber, our Lord resurrected from the grave, and thus he won life despite death's grip. And this is where life is found, in the crucified Jesus. Our gospel lesson says, "You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill for all to see your good works, which give glory to your Father in heaven." This means that we are to be an example of God's self-giving life to the world, not only in what we do, setting our behaviors before the world as ones that show a true light and right faith in God as our Maker in all aspects of our lives, but also in what we say, confessing to the world that it is God who makes us, and we do not make ourselves. This confession of God as the maker and sustainer of life is a light that shines in the midst of the darkness of being self-made. And so today on Life Sunday, what is it that we confess? Certainly, we recognize the evils of abortion, but confessing that we are against abortion isn't quite the fullness of our confession. We recognize that a human's choice in regards to life, abortion, sex trafficking, having children, and end-of-life decisions, goes against the Creator's design for life. But confessing ourselves to be pro-life doesn't quite capture the fullness of what we confess either. Rather, on Life Sunday, we confess that it is God who gives life to all things, that God makes and we are made. He makes and gives life, and we are to leave life alive. We aren't to get in the way of God as maker of life. In that regard, the issue of life isn't something that we've mastered. It's not something we've perfected. We fall short of God's design for life. So we approach this day with humility, not with the pom-poms of self-exaltation, but as sinners, just as influenced by the culture of death as a single mother who seeks an abortion. May our life be found in the one who's come to give us life, to give us his life. May our eyes, and the eyes of all in this culture of death, be fixed upon Jesus Christ, and it's in him whom we have life. Through what's come to pass in this life, suffering and death, we have life in his name. Through this man, Jesus Christ, God makes, and he makes us alive in him. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.